is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio and the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know that we are here week after week with fabulous shows sharing amazing women and breaking those myths that mompreneur and women working from home are just dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we're empowering each other. And this is part three of a conversation I have been sharing with Dr. Donna Marks. We are talking about her book, Learn, Grow, Forgive. And a little background on Dr. Marks, she is a psychoanalyst, a licensed addictions counselor, an author, consultant, public speaker, and instructor of A Course in Miracles in Palm Beach, Florida. By healing her childhood trauma, she grew from an 18-year-old single mom and high school dropout to a person who overcame multiple addictions, poverty, and plenty of disasters during her life. For over 30 years now, she has helped thousands of people break patterns by reclaiming their minds and learning how to choose love over fear. Dr. Mark shows you how to change that insane mindset from doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results to an insanity of doing the same things over and over again and getting different results. Her book, Learn, Grow, Forgive, helps you discover the origins of the unbreakable patterns. It shows you how to grow beyond the emotional blocks that have entrapped you and allows you to forgive, which is the doorway to lasting happiness. So, Dr. Donna, welcome back to part three of this conversation about Learn, Grow, Forgive.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. So we have talked about the learn part and looking back on the things in our childhood and things like that, and then the grow part. Actually, you should just kind of give a little synopsis on this, and then let's go into forgive.
Right. So the grow part was about learning how to feel your feelings and how to heal them rather than staying stuck in them or resisting them, and then how to communicate those feelings with love rather than attack or guilt. So that's mainly what we covered in that second segment. Now we're talking.
So now the forgive part.
Yeah. So one of the things that I really enjoyed learning from The Course in Miracles is that it taught me, as it teaches all of us, that we might think we're upset with other people, but it's really ourselves that we haven't forgiven. And this might be hard to grasp at first, but I can remember when I was little and things were happening to me, I remember thinking, what did I do to cause this? And I'm glad I asked that question because I did get a response that he, the person who was abusive, was sick. Now, that didn't come from my 5-year-old mind. It came from some other source within me. But I did not have the training or the mentoring to stay connected. In fact, when we are suffering and as children, we get all kinds of conversations going on in our mind, and sometimes we lose track of those really loving, healing, healthy messages like that one that I got. And as time went on, whenever something bad happened to me, I felt like I was being punished, like I was being punished for my past mistakes. So the Course teaches us that no matter what has happened, when we are feeling betrayed or when we are betrayed, there's a part of us that blames ourselves. I did something wrong, or I'm being paid, you know, that karma kind of consciousness, which I don't agree with at all, by the way, that I'm at fault or I'm defective. So forgive isn't so much about the other person, although that is part of the process, but bringing it back to ourselves and not blaming ourselves any longer. We can begin to understand what happened in this particular situation. I can understand that I had a part in it, but I don't blame myself for it. Then I can learn from the experience and not make the same mistake again. That I'm not a sinner, and God is not out to get me. I'm simply a human being who's learning how to choose love over fear. Most of the problems, most of the mistakes we made in life is because we took the fear route rather than the self-love route.
So in taking that fear route, why do you think that happens? Why do you think that most people choose fear?
I think that starts early on because we're conditioned. If you don't do the right thing, you're bad. Something's wrong with you.
Mm.
We get that message at home. We get that message when we go to church. We get that message when we go to school. We get that message from society. Here's the rule book, follow it or else you're bad. That can be mild into, you know, you're getting yelled at home, you know, when it's not necessary. Believe me, I did my share of yelling at my children. I'm not saying that anybody's perfect. I'm just trying to elevate us to a whole different consciousness here through my own mistakes and my own learning process, which I share in the book. So I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm just saying this is what happens to little kids who want to please, who want to feel like they have a part in family and friends and in society as they get older. But they get the message that we're not okay. We get that message. We're not okay. So we go through these lives feeling fearful. I have to do something to be loved. I have to do something to make money. I have to do something to be okay. I have to do something to have friends, to get whatever I'm trying to get. Because I don't feel okay, and the more I don't feel okay, the more I need to get. And so the fear is what's governing all of that. We can stop those breaks anytime and really start to think, now I'm getting ready to make this decision. What's really the loving thing to do for myself or for someone else? And just the other day, I was in a position where I was afraid to do something because I thought, oh, if that happens, I'm going to be punished for that mistake I made back in 1995. This is going to come around back to me. And rather than ignoring that and then just making a decision out of that, I said, well, you haven't really finished processing that yet, have you, Donna? So I was like, I am not going to live in this fear. I forgive myself for that mistake that I made. I haven't done it since that time. And I'm going to release everybody involved in this to be free to make their own decisions. I'm not going to withhold information for fear that, you know, I'm going to be punished in some way. I'm going to live in this freedom. That is spiritual success, because I'm coming from love rather than the fear that is unconsciously driving me in different directions. I'm now facing it and going, wow, something is here. What's here for me? This is the gold. This is a nugget. This is a healing piece that I haven't fully addressed yet. And here's another piece of that shrapnel coming up, like we talked last time. I'm going to be with it. I'm going to experience it. And then I'm going to forgive. May take more sessions of that personal forgiveness, but I'll keep doing it because it is a gift every time. And I set myself freer every time. And the others that are in my world, I set them free too, because they don't have to do anything. They don't have to do a thing. They can just do whatever they're doing. I can have a request. I can say what my preferences are. I can say what agreements I'm willing to make, and they can do whatever they want. We may agree. We may not. We may be together. We may not. We may reach this business deal. We may not. We may reach this friendship. We may not. It's all okay, because I'm okay.
You know, it's amazing the different stages, I guess, that we have to go through in our lives to get us to that point, as we were talking about before, with the whole self-love.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
love anyone or anything more than yourself. In other words, if you're committed to love and loving yourself, that will go out to everybody in your life and every situation in your life.
You know, it's funny. I actually said that, you know, way back when, and going through counseling and stuff as I was getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? If my world, if everything isn't flowing around me the right way, because you know that as a parent, you wind up putting yourself last,
yeah.
You know, and I realized that I was doing a complete disservice to my children, to everyone, that if I didn't put myself first and make sure that everything in my world was circling correctly for me, then I wouldn't be able to give everything that my children would need and everything else. But it actually took getting divorced for that to start becoming a cohesive part of my makeup. I mean, I don't know about you, because I, you know, as single parents, let's face it, like going through the grocery store, always the stuff I wanted went back on the shelf because I had to make sure the kids had what they needed, and I had to make sure that my children's dad. So, you know, I knew how much I had to spend. And then as a single mom, it was, and it's so funny because that's one of my favorite things when I food shop, is that everything I buy, it's like I just buy what I want. But it took a long time for that to happen.
Yeah.
Even that simple little thing.
Right.
And it is a simple little thing, but it's not that simple.
Right.
Because when you only have X amount of money to spend, you know, those little treats that you want are always going to be the first things that go back.
Yes, but they don't have to be. The Course in Miracles teaches us that we always fear lack of money, lack of time, and lack of love. And there is no lack other than what we're projecting out. So what we can do is ask the question, how can I afford this for myself? How can I afford to do this and take care of my family? Which opens up our minds to all kinds of possibilities, either through, like you said earlier, negotiating with yourself about, you know, I'll have this and they'll have this, and maybe we'll all give a little bit to that whole, that formula for the family as a whole, not just them and I'm excluded, or not just me and they're excluded in some cases. But to be able to also say, well, maybe there's other ways to make some more money here, or maybe there's other ways to do this. And then ask the spiritual side of yourself for guidance along those lines. But our ego will always tell us, you can't have this because there's not enough. And then you feel guilty if you do it. That's the maze.
See, I've never won. I've never really tried to be big on guilt.
You know? One of the things I ask people to do is think about all the times in your life, even myself, when I was making so little money, I was working as a waitress, going to night school to get my high school diploma. I was never homeless. Now, I lived in some roach traps, but I was never homeless, and I never starved. I might have skipped a meal or two, but I never starved. Something has always taken care of me if I was willing to reach out and have it, whether it was a job or I can remember one of the most powerful experiences in my life. One time I was 18 years old. I was working for the adult education department. I had just gotten my high school diploma, and I had a two-year-old. I was divorced, and I lost my paycheck. And this was when they had these early computer things, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I don't know where. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know if I accidentally threw it away. We looked everywhere, and I did not have any money. It was a Friday, and we got paid every 2 weeks. And so my boss says, why don't you go back over to the bookkeeping department and ask them to, you know, see if they'll cut you a check. And I did, and she said, no, we can't. It's all computerized. It's a new system. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. And my boss on Monday said, what did they do? I said, she wouldn't give me a check. He says, you know, I feel so bad. I should have asked you on Friday if you needed money. He said, can I please give you some money? And I was like, I started crying. I was like, it was like this hand reached out of nowhere, and my world was so consumed with just surviving. And he gave me some money, and I paid him back, of course, that Friday. But there's always something if we open up to it. We don't go without food and shelter if we're willing to receive. And so all this fear about lack is not real. It really isn't. We have to just open up from the place of love rather than fear, and the world will open up to us. My ego wanted to tell that man, Mr. Sheffy, my ego wanted to say, oh, no, I'll figure it out. That's the attitude that I had adopted by the time I was 18 years old. But I started crying, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't say, no, I'll figure it out. And he reached out to me. was the first really healthy man in my life that reached out from a place of love, and the love in me was able to receive the love that he was offering without any conditions at all, other than it was alone.
Wow. And on that note, we need to take a quick break, say thank you to our amazing sponsors here on Word of Mom Radio. And this is Dori DiCarlo. We will be back with Dr. Donna Mark in just a moment.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we are back with Dr. Donna Marks and the third part of our interview about her book, Learn, Grow, Forgive. And we are talking about forgive and that path to spiritual success. And I have to tell you, I'm so enjoying this conversation, and I think what you're doing is really wonderful, and I think that you are putting it in that one of the things I really like about this book is that it is not, it's not inundated with things that you can't relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very often, quote unquote, self-help books and things like that, it's always coming from somebody else's vantage point of what you need to do to get better.
Right.
As opposed to what you are sharing here, which is looking at yourself, because, I mean, to
you're
me, that's what a therapist
okay.
has always been. Yeah. To me, a therapist has always just been a paid best friend, somebody who's not there to judge you and not there to tell you what to do, but to help you realize what you need for yourself, because we all know what we need to do.
Right.
You know, it's and just that very often it gets lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're lost in our own minds. We're lost in our own minds, and that's why I say getting your mind back by learning how to choose love over fear.
Which sometimes can definitely be easier said than done.
Yes, yeah, yes.
So in that forgive part, how did you find a way to forgive yourself for the things that happened?
Right. I think that it's like I said earlier, it's a lifelong process, and to try to understand the whole picture. You know, what most of the mistakes I've made were reenactments of what happened to me, or I did not know what normal was, or I didn't know how to do it better. So part of it is to understand what happened to ourselves And then that's why it's so important to heal what happened to ourselves so that we don't keep choosing from the wound, that we're choosing now from the love that we are, and changing our behaviors into healthier, more loving patterns. And it's not like, oh, now I get it, I'm a different person. No, I'm committed to love rather than fear. I'm committed to healing. I'm committed to, no matter what disappointments I feel or what hurts I feel, I'm committed to taking the path of love. One of the chapters I have in the book is, an open heart is the strongest heart. You know, when we're young and we're in pain, our heart begins to close. And then we go out into the world and we endure more pain, usually, you know, with either work or our relationships, marriage, and our hearts get broken. And our hearts learn to close tighter and tighter and tighter. That is the opposite of what we are supposed to be doing if we want to have a happy, fulfilling life. When we get hurt, we need to learn to keep our heart wide open. Let all that pain flow right through it, because the heart is like any other muscle. The more it's worked, the better it becomes. And once you use the technique that I've outlined in this book, which teaches you how to embrace your feelings, how to be with them, how to heal them, and how to understand the past from the present, your heart will become more and more open, and it doesn't matter what you've been through, you will be more loving and a better, happier person than you could have ever imagined in how you relate to the world and the people in it. You know, I explain my childhood to you. I've had so many tragedies happen. I've had breast cancer. I had my house catch on fire. My daughter and I were almost died of carbon monoxide poisoning because I didn't wake up until it was the firemen said it was about ready to explode. I had a business that caught on fire shortly after that. I've had deaths. I've had just so many different things. And I have, you know, I've had a zigzag process through all of this, but that's why I wrote the book, because it doesn't matter what has happened. It doesn't matter who's betrayed you. It doesn't matter what mistakes you've made. If you are committed to healing and to being love instead of fear, you will be so happy and so able to embrace life on the terms of how it's meant to be here to love, to create, to play, and have fun. It's not so serious that we can't do that.
I agree. You know, and again, I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, and how for me, like I said, I always choose joy because I don't know, I guess as a Christian, and I have this little wooden cross, and I just remind myself that no matter what I am going through, it will never be as tough as that.
Yes.
You know, and it has gotten me through so many things.
Experience what you're going through, though, because we are human.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Believe me, I had a mental meltdown on Saturday. Because I'm going through a lot of self growth, as I think we should do every day in part of our life. I mean, you know, and really realistically looking at everything going on, what do I need as opposed to what do other people think? And, you know, my whole life, I've never let myself be governed by what other people think, because the only person I have to be responsible for is myself. And as long as I'm good with it, and for the first time for the last, like, almost a year, I've been really looking at how other people, what other people would think.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden this weekend, like I said, I had this mental meltdown, and then I was like, wait a second. What difference does it make?
Right.
This is my choice. This is my life. And as long as I'm good with it, that's the only thing that truly matters. And I have to tell you, it's like the weight that gets lifted off your shoulders. I sleep like a stone. And the last month, I have been waking up 2 or 3 times at night. Just with all these thoughts, the funky thing is, the second my eyes open, even though I'm waking up in the middle of the night, I'm still thanking God I'm waking up,
uh-huh.
You know, and just kind of giving it up to God and just letting it, you know, breathing it out and everything else, because You know, but it's amazing because you can have things back up on you when you least expect them.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Everything can just be going, you know, according to Hoyle, and all of a sudden, whatever. And you, again, you know, for me, the only thing I've always felt that the only thing I can truly control in this life is me. That's like I was saying to my kids when, especially having sons, that growing up, it's not about how many women you can sleep with, you know, that makes you a man. Because the reality is the only thing that belongs to you and no one else in this world is yourself.
Right.
And you're not going to meet that many people that are worth you. And so just think about it. Because that is truly sharing yourself with somebody else. Are they worth it? You know, are they worth you? So, you know, I was not the...
There's often the unexpected, and I know when I came back, when I was at the publicity summit, I had such a wonderful time. It was amazing. And I'm like, okay, God, we're ready to roll now. And, you know, get it out there and help people and take it from the office and, you know, to a more magnanimous level. And I got hit with something that was the least I would ever have expected. And I was like, here I got bombarded by my ego, like, see, who do you think you are? You don't have what you think you have in life and all that. And I said, you know what? Actually, I do. This is like the perfect thing that could happen. This is the perfect challenge, and I'm going to take everything in this book and apply it to this situation, and it turned out to one miracle after the next. And those nights that I wasn't sleeping, rather than sitting there going, oh, damn, I'm awake again at 3 o'clock in the morning, now it's 4 o'clock, now it's 5 o'clock, I took that time. I said, this is me time. This is quiet time. I can think about this. I can feel this. I can journal this. I can grab my Course in Miracles, a book, and ask, what do I need to do here? And it's a time of beautiful growth. That's how we can turn, no matter what happens at whatever time, into a situation of love.
I thank you. That was lovely. So I'm going to ask you, what's your most important goal?
My most important goal right now is to get the word out that we need to choose love over fear, that we are supposed to get that message when we're born, like when you were talking to your son and when you were nursing your baby and sending out that love to these children. And if we didn't get it when we were young, then we can give it to ourselves now. We have to learn how to love ourselves. Learn that we're not our mistakes, that's just part of our experiences. Other people that have hurt us, they are not that mistake. There's more to them than that. But all of these life experiences are just to teach us how to be better at loving and forgiving and caring about one another. When we can do that, then we're not going to have to be reacting to whatever's going on out there anymore. It doesn't matter. We don't have to stay in the maze and keep medicating our feelings. We can just feel our feelings, move on, and just get better and better at loving one another and ourselves. That's the message I want to get out. No matter what's happened, you can heal, and you can have the life that you want.
So how do you feel about your life right now?
Well, I feel I'm very, very blessed. I've had I feel like I've had 10 lifetimes in one single life, and I feel so excited that I know why I'm here, and I'm finally fulfilling that mission. So I am deeply grateful and very fulfilled and very happy.
And on that note, thank you so much for sharing over this 3-week period with us. Here on Word of Mom Radio. I've let everybody know, but why don't you let everybody know how they can reach you?
Well, they can contact me through all my information is on drdonnamarks.com, and also the book is available through Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and I would feel free to write me an email. We're also going to, I don't know if it's on there yet, but we're going to offer a free meditation on the website. It's about a 15-minute healing your heart meditation. And I'd love to hear comments. I'm on Facebook or any of the social media platforms. I'm there, and I would love to hear from you.
Please, I encourage you to reach out, Dr. Donna Marks, drdonnamarks.com. You will find her on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and LinkedIn, and please reach out. Get the book. You will enjoy. There are wonderful examples of things going on, and it'll give you a little time to just take some time for you. And I thank you again. It was such a pleasure to get to meet you at the Publicity Summit.
Likewise.
And I'm so glad that you've had the time to be able to really go in depth. I'm glad we didn't have to try to put this all in one 30-minute lunch and learn, that we had the opportunity to really go into things. So for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being with us here on Word of Mom Radio. Share this, share the book. You'll enjoy it, and you'll be glad you did. And, learning to love yourself, it's a cliche from the song, but it really is that greatest love. It's an amazing thing that when you love yourself, loving other people is so much easier.
Yes.
You know? And it will just bring you so much joy. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo here on the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio saying, thank you for tuning in. We're going to close out with our theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you. She is you,
she is you. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you. Never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave.
She is bold,
she is bold.
She is you,
she is you. She is you,
she is you. She is sure,
she is sure.